Hello, good morning. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To start, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Just to make sure we're representing everyone, can you please tell me your race? Are you Caucasian, African American, Hispanic?
Yes. African American.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably going to vote? Chances 50-50? Or you're not going to vote?
I'd probably vote.
Thank you. And what is your age?
84.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that you're very, very extremely motivated. And the lower you go, for example, 0, you're not voting. Go ahead.
Who's running on the Democrats and Republicans? Who's running?
Honestly, sir. Honestly, sir, if you're not well aware, if you don't have it, because I can't put my opinion on it.
This is,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I just want to keep it professional.
I put it like this, Democrat.
Okay, but are you really motivated to vote for the elections?
I have a stroke. My wife is bitten too, so I can't leave her here. But most likely, I can have my sons here, but I don't intend to vote. I vote. Every vote counts.
Okay, you're right. Every vote counts. Now, and I'm sorry to hear that, sir. I'm sorry to hear that.
That's life.
All right. Sorry. Some people care a lot about politics. Well, politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important?
No.
Somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
You said to my identity?
Yes, sir.
Important.
Very or somewhat important?
It's very important.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Democrat.
Not a strong Democrat or a strong Democrat?
No, all this politics, we know. I'd rather strong, I put it like that.
Okay,
strong.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Now, see there now. We know the Bible is full of feeling, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
You know, when I was small, it was a whole lot different in some ways, better in some ways worse. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yes, sir.
So, I'm not going to say it's better. It's better in one way and not the other way. So, it could be better. It could be better. Put it like this.
Okay. So are you going with this very satisfied or just satisfied?
Just satisfied. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? We have options here. I'm going to read them to you.
Okay.
The Biden administration and their policies, the Federal Reserve, raising interest rates, big business and corporate price gouging and greed, the COVID pandemic.
That plays a part.
The COVID pandemic?
Yes, sir.
All right.
It made things difficult, man. I don't see where it did any good at all.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10. So
yeah.
if you're saying 10, that means that it is very important of an issue for the member of Congress to focus on. The lower you go, the less important it is. So here's the first issue or concern. Reducing crime. How important is that to you from 0 to 10?
That is a top dog.
Okay. 10. There we go. Top 10. Now, second issue of concern. Making housing more affordable.
I'm going to say 8.
8. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
Well, like I was saying a while ago, now we know how it is out here now, and I don't know where you from, but my home is West Memphis,
okay.
And I'm here in Milwaukee, and the people down there are more friendlier than they are here. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And then too, the people that don't want to be around you, they say it in a way so you'll know how they feel. But here, okay, they try to be play both sides. You understand? So I'm just going to drop it to about a 3.
Okay. About a 3. All right. Mm-hmm. I heard that loud and clear.
We know it never will be equally. We know that.
Okay, thank you for your opinion, sir. Now, reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling.
Mm-hmm.
How important do you think that is from zero to 10?
Would you mind repeating that again, sir?
Most definitely. Reforming the criminal justice system.
Okay.
To address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling.
That is. We're going to drop that up. Pick that on up to a 10.
A 10. We're talking about a 10 here. All right. Next one. Got you. Thank you so much. Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Creating more jobs and raising wages. How important do you think that is?
Put that up there too. It's 10. Top dog.
That's a top dollar right there. Okay.
Yeah, it's so much different. It's so much different, man. I mean, from where I'm from, you know how racist it was. It is, you see. And it's the same thing as I was saying a while ago. It's known down there, but they left it 15 cents click here. But we understand it's racist. That shit is forever be.
Okay.
10.
That would be a 10. Okay. More jobs, raising wages. That's a big 10 right there. Now, ensuring our borders are secure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
How important do you think that is?
Well, so, you know, you can answer that in several different ways. You know that.
Yeah.
Now, the people over in Mexico around, they want to come to the United States, right?
Yes, sir.
And they trying to keep them coming to the United States. But they want to better them and their family, right?
Yes, sir.
That should be a way that they could put them, a place where they could put them until they stay there so long and then come on into the United States and be able to vote and so forth.
Okay.
So let's run that over up to 8.
8. That's a big 8 right there. Okay, let's move forward here. Switching gears a little. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
Man. You know, there's always going to be some good and bad and ugly. You know that.
Well, that is true.
You know that. That's life.
That's life.
What do you do it? He does the best he can because he can only go so far. You know that, right?
That's right.
He can only go so far. So let's put it at a 6.
So you approve? Okay, is that somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, that's somewhat. Now, I want you... Go ahead. No, no, go ahead, sir. I want to hear you.
Okay. It makes a difference. You know, I don't care what people say. When it comes to, if they have a meeting, I don't care what. If some of them that be there voting, but they don't, they disapprove though. If some approve, we know that. We know that, right?
Yes, sir.
I don't know whether I'm making sense or not.
You're making a lot of sense.
But the thing about that is, the voters, the highest on yes or no is the win, right?
Yes, sir. Right? Yes, sir.
But does that mean that deep down from their heart, they meant what they said? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So let's split the difference, okay?
All right, so let's move forward here.
Okay.
Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 100. Okay, so you have a scale. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. You like them. You like them. 50 means you're in between. Not
right.
Too hot, not too cold.
I'm in between.
And zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. You could choose any number from 0 to 100. Now, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Let's go with the first one. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. From 0 to 100.
Yeah. 6 bits is it used to say.
So you're saying 75. A 60? 75. Okay, sorry.
6
sorry.
Bits, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 75. Donald Trump.
20.
All right. NAACP.
50.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden.
About 50.
Okay. The Republican... go ahead.
Seems like he's scared to talk. Some things, heard off the thing he'd be speaking about, he get to the point where he'll stumble there.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you wonder about him. But he's the leader, huh?
Yes, sir.
You following me? Are you following me?
Yes, sir. I'm right there with you.
And people, if some people that he, any, anybody trust a little bit more than others.
Okay.
Or they be talking, well, I'm going to leave that alone. Go ahead on, sir. Go, I'm going to leave that alone so I can talk all day.
Okay. No problem. And I appreciate your opinions. Now, how about Planned Parenthood? How do you feel towards them from 0 to 100?
Well, now you got to let me know mainly what you're speaking of.
It's an organization. It's called Planned Parenthood.
I never knew anything about that.
Okay, got you. All right, thank you. And how about Barack Obama?
Now, you know, that was a man. That was a man. He was a Democrat, but he was some Republican good, too, now, I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a man among men.
Okay.
And I see some things that are, I was President Biden says, after some of the people done asked the questions, and he said some of the same things that Obama said. Have you noticed that?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's, what did I say? Did I say 75 or 50?
No, you didn't give me one. So
yeah.
Barack Obama from 0 to 100, how much, sir?
I'm just going to go with 75.
You're going to go with 75?
Hey, so wait a minute. I'm sorry about that. I was thinking about something else. No, I'm not. not going over 75. I'm going with 50.
50, okay.
Or I see some things that
okay.
He can feel about.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Okay, how about Hakeem Jeffries?
What about Hakeem Jeffries?
From 0 to 100, what do you give him?
Hakeem, about the same, 50.
Okay. And the Republican Party.
Okay. Speaking of.
Just in general, how do you feel towards the Republican Party from 0 to 100?
Oh, the whole party, you think?
Yes, the whole party. Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Well, we know that Trump is Republican, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that there's a whole lot more Republicans that's voting and a whole lot of Democrats go to Republicans. And Republicans, some of them go to the Democrats. But God knows, I said, that's bull crap.
Okay.
By being who he is, we are then 50.
50, thank you, sir.
50.
All right. Now, let's move forward here. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Colonel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
We done went through Trump and so forth. Go back to him, we'll be backtracking, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go there no more.
Okay. So who would you choose?
Give somebody else a chance.
Donald Trump, Colonel West, or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Thank you, sir. Now, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Thank you. Now, thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better? Staying about the same or getting worse?
Worse.
Okay. Now, switching gears a bit here, I'm going to read you two statements about an important issue facing our communities. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. The first statement. We don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after-school programs, and mental health in order to get the root causes of crime to make our community safer. Or, we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, buy more crime-fighting equipment, and increase prosecution of criminals and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our community safer. A or B?
Now, all the above is right. We need it. Cause I know places right here in Milwaukee. I don't know where you at. Right here in Milwaukee, it's dangerous. And you don't see your police. If they have the police, they're not on duty. They must be at home in bed. They need to find that on the workers mainly. You know what I'm saying?
Understand.
And if they're at their post, that would mean a whole lot. Until something is a donut shop is going on, somebody's supposed to be on duty at all times.
Okay. So would you say increase funding or not to increase the funding for police?
The police don't need to be increased. They need to carry but to work and do their job.
Okay, which statement do you agree with more?
Man, I can't remember what I say. My age, and I'm getting on up there, and I can't remember. But
well,
it's, go ahead. Please.
So one is to fund the police, and the other one is not to fund the police.
Not to fund the police.
So that would be, okay, thank you. Okay. Will that be somewhat or much more that you want that not to happen?
Much more.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
No, you haven't. No.
Nothing at all, okay? Now, no. I want to read to you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years of office.
Okay.
And each one, tell me how important that is to you. Here's the first one. Invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black colleges and universities. Is that very important? Somewhat important?
That is important.
Okay, very important. Okay.
Yes.
Ban chokeholds and no knock warrants for federal officers.
They kill people. No, you know, they doing what they did back when I was coming up. No, you don't be choking people.
So it's very important.
Very important, yeah.
Invested $50 billion to stabilize the child care industry to keep child care centers open.
That's very important, man. Okay. That's very important. Things have changed so much, man. It's better to have child care.
Okay. Cap the price of insulin at $30. I'm sorry, at $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid.
You said do what to the Medicare? Medicaid, do what to it?
Cap the price of insulin at Cap the price of insulin at $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, now, is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all?
Very important, yeah.
Okay, a third of the judges appointed to the federal bench are African American, the most ever. Is that very important, somewhat?
Yes, it's important, very important.
All right, now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm not going to say all the way, but...
Someone approve, right?
So, he can only do so much.
Okay.
And we know that there's always going to be somebody talking against you.
All right.
You know that.
Yes. All right. So now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important.
You have to call me back the other time. I'm busy now.
Oh, sir, we're at 95%. We're at 95%. We're almost done. These are the final questions, sir. Sir,